You're listening to the audio production of Restless by Jenny Allen, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Restless, Because You Were Made for More, by Jenny Allen. You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. St. Augustine. God, you are home to me. Take these words and light fires that cannot be put out for your fame on this earth in our time. Part 1, The Call. Chapter 1, A Call to Dream. As I stared at the ceiling, I saw the scrape marks. Right after we had moved into our first house, Zach, my husband, scraped off the popcorn-textured ceiling. You'd think that would be something you'd never really notice, the ceiling. But it was something I had stared at every afternoon. I stared as my newborn son slept. I had nowhere to be, nothing to do. I would lie on my beige sofa and stare at the marks that had been left in, trying to make something perfect of it. And in the quiet, surrounded by everything I thought I'd ever wanted, I felt that everything I'd ever wanted was strangling me. I loved my family, but in the process of making a family, I had somehow lost myself. Passions were pushed aside, dreams had trickled away, and the needs of other people outside my family had escaped me. My entire former life had been shut down for the immediate demands of one little person. I wondered if it was wrong to care about anything or anyone outside of these four walls. I wondered if I would feel permission to dream again. I didn't need to find a career or even a calling. I had one, motherhood. What I needed was a sense of purpose. I felt restless. Was this feeling pushing me toward something bigger or crippling me from loving the life I was given? Maybe it was both. Something in me still feels restless. As we stare at the marks on the lives we have tried to make perfect, we ache a little. The word calling has always seemed to tease me, like a mysterious secret containing the answer to my ridiculously restless spirit. We wonder if we are missing some mystical, great, noble purpose that was supposed to squeeze into the holes of our ordinary lives. We feel numb. We feel bored. Let's assume that if we are breathing, then we have a purpose for being here. Every one of us, with breath in our lungs, still has something left to do. I want to dream of what our purposes may be. The conviction to write this book was born out of conversations with many of you. Since I wrote the first book, Anything, the most consistent thing I have been asked is some version of this question. I am in. I'm all surrendered to God, but now what? I don't know what He wants me to do. Every single one of us is designed to fit into a unique space with unique offerings. God's will for every one of us will look different.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?